This is old Kokomo. She's watching me treat probably 1,500 laminated cases. She's keeping an eye on everything today. We're going to go into the Redden technique for the deep flexor tenotomy. This mare requires deep flexor tenotomy in order to gain optimum effect from the derotation process. The tenotomy is quite easy performed on the standing horse. Here I'm just doing a little light ring block above, do it as high as possible. What's important to note here is without the proper derotation and the placement of the shoe, the tenotomy is a waste of time. I see many, many cases every year where they've had a tenotomy and the derotation process has not been accomplished prior to surgery. Your results are very short-lived, and you will find that contractures and complications will always follow if you perform the deep flexor tenotomy without properly shoeing the animal. I can't stress this enough. The shoeing process is 90% of results that you want to get from this particular surgical procedure. Once I've blocked, I will place the foot in my regular Redden Ultimate, which had three wedges. I'll just tape it on. This allows me to get my retractors between the deep and the superficial flexors, because this amount of elevation will make the deep flexor very, very lax. You have actually no tension whatsoever on the deep flexor. My retractors are made from stainless steel table knives. You can pick them up at any discount store. Make sure they're of good quality and of one piece. You simply grind them down. You shape the ends over a 1-inch pipe. Do not heat these. I shape them cold. They're kind of springy, so you have to kind of warm them with the hammer, so to speak. Your farriers, you can make these things up for your veterinarian quite easy. You grind the edges down, polish them on a buffing wheel of some type, so they're tissue tolerable, and they become very, very helpful for this particular technique. This technique, you make an incision right along the junction of the superficial and the deep, usually right below the anastomotic branch. I use a pair of Metzen bombs. I go in just to bluntly dissect between the superficial and deep. I'll also run them just on the interface of the deep. This pushes the nerve forward. I will actually leave my Metzen bombs in place as I slide my first retractor in. Very important to break up any adhesions that might be in this area. It makes the procedure go so much smoother. Leave it in place, slide the one with the heavy curve to the inside. You take the other one, which has a little less radius, and you go between the superficial and the deep. Without that wedge on, you could not get these retractors between those two because the deep would be very tight. You notice how my assistant's hand is actually raised up a bit too high. I'm going to have to bring it back down. But if you allow that hand to go too high, you'll slip off and you can cut the vessels behind. So keep them in line. They're hooked together. Notice the ends of the deep flexor. The wedge is still on. I'm going to have my assistant to slip the ultimate off. And I want to watch what happens to the ends of the deep flexor. Now, the lower end has dropped down approximately 1.5 inches. This will show you clearly the effects of using the ultimates to reduce the strain of the deep flexor in acute laminitis. And I usually just put in a mattress suture. Sometimes one stitch is all you need. It's quite an easy technique. It's very straightforward and it's very low risk. I use a combine bandage. I like to keep my legs bandaged for approximately 3 months. I will change the first set of bandages in 7 to 10 days, remove the stitches. I want to use adequate cotton and put on a very firm vet wrap support. Using this technique, it's routine for my legs to be cosmetically acceptable. Seldom ever will you be able to look at the legs post-op and tell that they have had a tenotomy. If you use 4-inch elasticon at the top, take the stretch out, lay it around. You can get 2 to 3 weeks out of a bandage change and no problem. The other leg, I will do both legs at the same time. There's no reason to do one, wait a week or so, or do the other one. I can't stress how low risk this procedure has been for me. We've actually performed hundreds of deep flexor tenotomies following the derotation process with very good results.